Whereas if you accept their argument that you're renting money from them, he gets his money back at the end without change. The second major objection is they say interest is a form of compensation for inflation. They say he loans you $100 today, and in a year, that $100 will only purchase $90 worth of the goods that it would purchase today. So they say interest is just a correcting mechanism by which he gets his original capital back. Muslim economists say the reason for inflation is interest. Interest is the thing that's causing inflation. This is something that I'm not an economist. Maybe there's some economists in the audience, but I don't think most of us really have the capability of assessing these claims. But we should note that economists themselves admit that economy is the only science in which two people can get a Nobel Prize for saying the opposite thing. Their research, his research and his conclusions are exactly the opposite of the other guy, and they both win a Nobel Prize. So what kind of knowledge is that? The basic Islamic position is that, okay, we know that there are two purposes for which loans are taken. One is production and the other is consumption. If we come to the issue of giving a loan for production, to produce wealth, you need capital and labor. So capital is the money that someone brings to invest in the business. And with that capital, you buy raw materials, you buy the tools to process them, and pay wages to the people who are going to work for you. And part of that labor is a specialized form of labor called management. If you put your $100,000 in notes, or if it's gold or silver, whatever, you put it in a safety deposit box in the bank, and a year later you come back, you still have the same amount of money. There's no way that that money sitting in a box somewhere will ever increase by itself. So capital must be combined with labor in order to produce wealth. And any business enterprise, you have a possibility of profit or loss. So the person provides the labor of the management. In this case, we're talking about the entrepreneur. He goes to a capitalist. The capitalist provides the money. The entrepreneur provides the expertise for the management to run this enterprise. Now, the one who's providing the labor, according to the interest-based system, he also bears all the risk. So if there's a loss, it's on him. If there's a profit, he gets some, and the investor gets some. The investor is going to get his share no matter what, without working and without risk. So again, this is not fair. Okay, so we come to the issue of, so what's the alternative? What is Islam? Before we get to that, two other drawbacks to the system of interest, which is all economists agree that when you have lower interest rates in an economy, it stimulates investment. And it makes the economy tend to boom. Whereas high interest rates, it strangles the economy. It causes people not to invest. And so discourages. Another feature of fixed interest rate investments is that because the person taking the loan, he knows he's got to pay back 7%, there's no way that he's going to invest in a enterprise that he expects a return of, let's say, 5%.